page 192. Jens Arup Seip, 1905 to 1992, and Ottar Dahl, born 1924, represent the most consistent breach with previous research traditions. Seip began the reorientation with a 1940 article entitled Problems and Methods in Norwegian Medieval Research. Problemer og metode i norsk middelalder forskning, in which he swept away much of what Marxist historians, including Koht, stood for. In the 1950s, he encouraged his student, Ottar Dahl, to strengthen the discipline's theoretical and methodological aspect, breaking with earlier thinking on systems. In spite of the age difference, this was not so much a patron-client relationship as a simple case in which two researchers began to think similarly about a series of issues at about the same time. The central concepts in Dahl's methodological thinking gradually became a markedly individualized problematization, combined with strong demand.